Welcome everyone on the AP Rallo monthly December call on Wednesday, 18th December 2013 at 5 UTC. On the call today we have Fad Bourgeois, Sirenush Vardanyan, Siva Subramanian Mutusami, Cheryl Langdonor, Pavan Budani, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Holly Weish, Hong Shui, and Salanieta Tamanikawa-Moho has just joined us. I'm sorry. We have apologies from Withrop U, Alial Michel, Julie Hammer, and Gulnila Aspring. And from staff, we have Yoon Chan Kwek, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Sirenush.
Thank you very much, Julia. We know that Olivier is running to the airport very soon, so the floor is yours, Olivier, please. If you can do briefing on other consultations and initiatives.
He'll need to come off mute. Just give him a moment.
Okay.
If he's having...
Olivier, can you hear us? He's not muted, so...
Okay, we might have lost him. Let's go on to something else, Sirenush, and we'll get back to him. He's got about 20 minutes to walk to the airport, I think, to the train station, so... Or a little while to walk to the station, anyway.
Would you like Cheryl to do that policy update? On behalf of Olivier.
Holly can do the update.
I wasn't at this morning's meeting.
Do it a little later. He'll probably come back in.
Okay. I've just cut myself off.
Sirenush, just go to another agenda item, because Olivier would not have been expecting you to go to him first. So,
okay, let's move to the next agenda item, which actually is Holly. It's MOU with APNIC. Let's start talking about that, because we sent updates, and Holly,
okay.
The floor is yours, please.
Thanks very much. Where we're up to, and this is really an update from Buenos Aires, Maureen and I met with Paul Wilton, who is CEO of APNIC, and at another little meeting with Pablo, who is the sort of right-hand person for Paul. We had drafted up an MOU based on, I think, the PIC-I SOC, some of the Lacroix stuff, and had come up with a draft document, which is very simple, and I don't have a soft copy. I went looking for it. I think Maureen has it. I can't find it. But it simply has the first paragraph is really a description of what AP Rallo is as one party and what APNIC is the other. The agreement is really high level, and it simply says the parties recognize the benefits of mutual cooperation between the parties. It is anticipated that each party will benefit from the complementary skills, knowledge, and experience of the other party. And then there are four points to the agreement that were listed, things like promoting infrastructure development and business in the region and industry, agree to cooperate to promote internet standards, infrastructure development, and so forth, to cooperate and maintain open communication channels, to collaborate to facilitate joint capacity-building events and related activities of mutual interest, to collaborate to create awareness and promote both regional participation through outreach and fellowship programs on matters relating to internet identifiers, internet use, internet governance, and policy development. And then in discussions with Paul, which were held on the Monday of the Buenos Aires meeting, he simply said, well, you really want to add something about attendance at meetings and something about APNIC being involved in and helping us with training. I haven't seen, because I think Maureen was looking at a version that included those words. I haven't seen it, But what Paul and Maureen and I agreed on the day in Buenos Aires was that the best time to launch this would be at the Singapore meeting, to have a little bit of some kind of a ceremony, to have Paul there and to have you there since you're chair of AP Rallo, and to make a little bit of a ceremony and thank them and so forth. So we've pretty well got the text. What we just need is the events. Now, when I've emailed Maureen to ask if she's got the final text, and if not, then I'll type this one out. I would appreciate any comments, but really the action item is almost done. Paul was absolutely delighted to sign an MOU with us. So I can report completion of the action item almost completely, except for the ceremonial bit. Now, is there any questions from anybody? Siva, you've got your hand up. And Hong?
Siva, please. Siva is unmuted, please. Staff, can you unmute him?
And while
yeah,
we're at
can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, Ali, at ISOC Chennai, we had an event with Epinic. And so that was an IPv6 training event for about 6 participants. Epinic almost did everything, and they sent the trainer, and we had to get participants from here, and it was a very successful event. That was an event which was also participated by Olivier and Sebastian. This happened about 2 years ago. An event like this, on the theme of IPv6, ALSs in our region could be very interested. So you were talking about events, and under this agreement, one of the events could be on IPv6 awareness or training or high-level training for technical people organized by our ALSs. So you could think of that.
Shiva, if you look at the website, which is what I asked everybody to do probably about 2 or 3 months ago, all of that stuff is on offer on their website. So what we're doing is making official what has unofficially been there. I'm sure that Paul will be really, really happy to do what events we want. They already provide a lot of training for free, which is terrific. Even if people want an event beforehand, that's fine. But I think this is something that we can talk about possibly before, but certainly by March and by Singapore, it would make a lot of sense to work with APNIC on the sort of training, and it's a very expensive training and it's usually for free, that they're prepared to provide. And Hong has a question. Hong's hand up is up. Hong?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Holly, Hong, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree with Holly. It will be useful to have a ceremony or joint event with APNIC to recognize its very important achievement. And on the I want to mention that it is still very much at the preliminary stage. Before Buenos Aires meeting, there was an ICANN Academy Pirate Leadership Program, and it was quite welcomed by the community. I'm talking with the ICANN Singapore Hub. Possible to have a leadership program for this region at a Singapore meeting, one day before Singapore meeting. And I want to make it available to our large community. Women's participation are very, very welcome. And I know that we have leaders have already joined the BA event. Welcome to share the experience. Back to you, Holly.
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, let me answer Sylvia's question, which is, do I have a time frame? Well, really, this isn't going to be signed until March, so I would suggest it's probably the whole month of January for comments, and I will send that out. I think the other thing is an action item on everyone, and I'm kind of quite there, and I'm glad we can talk about some of the programs for cooperation that will be talked about later, because Paul is more than willing to do an awful lot with us, and we need to, once this is signed or even before, we need to work with him to see what it is of the many things that either APNIC can provide or support along with ICANN. So I think that's the way forward. Now, once there is, and Sirenush, you're right to say post the link to the MOU. I don't think she's got a copy. I don't have a soft copy, so leave it with me. The action item is on me to send Sylvia a soft copy. And I think that's the end of my action, of my agenda item there.
Holly? Holly?
Yep.
I think that this is the January, to put deadline as a January for comments is really good, and we can plan then to have this official ceremony signing process during Singapore showcase meeting, if you all agree for that.
I think that Shiva's got a tick on that. Yep, I think.
Holly, I can't hear you well.
Sorry, I think that's probably the way forward. I think that there is an action item on me to work with Maureen to get Sylvia to post the document and then to send it out to everyone for comment. We can finalize the document at the January meeting and then have the signing in Singapore.
Yes, that would be great. And we have a couple of people raise their hands. Kala, did you raise your hand? Okay, she posted that her only comment based on the version of the MOU that we were given during the Aturalo meeting in Buenos Aires is that the draft was a combination between a contract, etc. Holly?
In fact, the document that Paul and I finally dealt with is not like that. So why don't you, Sala, just wait until it's circulated, and then we can all take comments at that time. And Maureen's typing because she was also at the meeting with Paul and myself.
Maureen, you raised your hand. Can you talk, Maureen? I think Maureen is muted.
I think so. Look, she and I will.
Hi everyone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Holly. I'm a bit late. I'm having problems with the Adobe, and so I haven't been able to participate. Just caught the end of it about the MOU, and I guess, literally with Sarah's comments about, that it's something is worth cleaning up, or, perhaps, we can have it ready before Singapore. I don't think that's a problem, but I think it would be good if we could have more people contributing to it. And I did put the MOU, on the workspace so that people could have a look at it.
Okay. Look,
I'm just catching up the conversation, so I'm not quite sure what you said.
Okay, Maureen, where we're up to? I couldn't find it, but I think what we'll do is, you and I will tic-tac to have a sort of a clean version, which Sylvia can then post and people can comment on. I think that's the way forward.
I think Maureen, this is Siranush. Maureen has posted this in the wiki. So if staff can share the link, people can go and make their comments right on the page, on the wiki.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Maureen, when I hit the link, I couldn't find it, so maybe it's just me. Let's move on. This is just detail. Let's keep going.
Okay. So the next step will be we will share this MOU with all and ask for their comment. In addition to this, to sign the same MOU with them, as well as they are also interested to sign an MOU with APRALA. So I think that if we come along this way, we can have two MOUs signed officially during Singapore meeting, which would be great for the whole APRALA.
Excellent.
So let's move now for the second item three. We'll be back to a policy development part, as I know Olivier will leave soon. Olivier, can you take the floor now?
Thank you very much, Siranush. The only problem at the moment is I don't have a computer with me, and I can't remember all of the public comments that are currently open. So I can say a few words about them, but you'll have to give me the actual titles of them. Sorry, I'm walking in freezing cold at the moment.
Okay, the first is recently adopted ALAC statements, documents, or groups. Meaning, who is policy development process, PDP recommendations, or board consideration?
I think maybe we can just go through the ones which are open at the moment. It's Olivier speaking, sorry. Because the
all
of our paths are a bit difficult to. If you could,
Olivier, did you want me to run? I'm just trying to open up the open comments from last night. You can remember the ones that we're doing things with, can't you?
Well, I can't remember the ones which are currently open, Olivia speaking.
Okay, I'll see if I can look those up.
Now, on the other hand, I tell you what, if you give me 15 minutes, then I'll be in a train and I'll be able to turn my laptop on and hopefully be able to get internet as well.
That might be better.
Okay, then we'll come back to you, Olivia.
Thank you very much, Siranush, and sorry about this.
No, have a safe trip. And now we have Yanis already joined us. I have her PowerPoint presentation. I sent it to Julia, but I assume she didn't get it. Can you give me the authorization to post it here, Julia?
I think you have the powers to do it because you are a host on the AC room. If Julia can confirm, please.
Or you can give the power to. I think I can't do it because I need Adobe Connect as in. That's why we asked Yanis to send it earlier, but unfortunately she just got it to me.
Yeah, or maybe is it... Okay, so I can share my screen as well. Wait a minute.
Yes, please, Yanis.
Okay.
And the floor is yours. You have 5 minutes. We need to move quick.
I have to find my file first. I will be quick. Okay. Is it loading the file? Just a minute.
So just for everyone, this is Siranush. We have ALS Spotlight for this month, and NetMission.Asia will be presented by Yanis Lee. And the loading now is in progress. After her presentation, please think about who would like to be volunteer for the next Spotlight for January, and put your name in the chat or say about that.
Great, it's converting. So maybe actually I can already start talking to save time.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
so
please, Yanis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is Yanis, and then our ALS is NetMission.Asia. So actually, we were founded in 2009, and we are supported by .Asia organization. And actually, I think many of you may have already met some of our ambassadors before, especially in Beijing, like a jury, and they're a group of very energetic young people as well. And so actually, our NetMission program is a network of dedicated young volunteers that is devoted to promote and contribute towards this digital inclusion, internet governance, these issues. And we recruit ambassadors from universities in Hong Kong every year. And so far, we have like over 100 ambassadors already, and including the alumni, which they still attend some of the conferences as well. And so our mission is actually mainly to promote this youth engagement, empowerment, and this internet governance discussion. We hope that to promote more youth participation in discussing all these policy matters about internet, because actually they use the internet every day, but they just don't know who is actually operating behind it, and actually they don't know they could also have a say in the policy. So that's why we're hoping that with this new generation coming up, they should be also one of the stakeholders and also joining in this discussion, and also like shaping a better internet for everybody and the internet community at large. And so what we believe in is actually the youth themselves can be a very good peer facilitation to tell more friends of them to join this discussions. And so besides this participation in the discussions, we also support its development of different positive initiatives to enhance and to make the internet better. So actually for our program, we have three core elements. One is the knowledge volunteers, which is actually we train up the ambassadors. We prepare them in Hong Kong before they go to any conferences, and then we'll give them trainings on different issues that is more relevant to them. For example, like cyberbullying, copyrights issues, security, digital assets, this kind of issues, and then we'll actually support them to different international conferences like ICANN, IGF meetings, and etc., like APNIC. And then after they return from these conferences, actually they will have to initiate their own community projects as well. Obviously, the Global IGF is one of the very main fora that we're attending as well. So since we founded in 2009, we've been attending this IGF every year, and then we've been inviting to different panels as well, different youth panels. And in Azerbaijan in 2012, we also organized our own workshop, which is mainly talking about how we can better engage and sustain the youth participation in this IG discussion, which you can see there are many, which our ambassador on the left mall, Bianca, is moderating this section. And then we have different young panelists from different from UK and from different countries joining us to discuss how they can continue their participation, which one of the very interesting, I have posted it on the AP Rallo wiki as well before, so you may check it out as well. And then another meetings that we always attend is the ICANN meetings, obviously. And then last time in Beijing meeting, we did organize the youth forum, which we have shared a bit last time, I think. And then it is actually a simulation. We have mocked the board meeting of ICANN. So each of the new delegates actually were assigned to a different stakeholder groups, like the at-large, the ALEC member, the GNSL council members. And then the topic last time was discussing about how to improve the applicant support program for the second round. So actually they have made some very interesting comments, which Carton and Dave, the working group chair before, were also there to comment on their ideas, which we think it is actually a very good opportunities to prepare more youth participants to really join in the ICANN discussions, because when they study deeply into the topic, actually they can indeed give very good ideas for the improvement, I think. So we think this is a very good exercise. So actually we're exploring if this could be brought again to Singapore as well. And another one is actually the Global Youth Summit organized by ITU recently, which we were invited to. This is basically talking many things about child online safety issues as well. And so that's after all these conferences, and actually there are many other conferences that we attend as well, like the APRIGF, so after all these conferences experience, they have to initiate their own community initiatives, which one of the very flagship program that the non-mission ambassadors, they initiate themselves, is the Youth IGF, which is the first one was initiated in 2010 in Hong Kong, which is in parallel with the Asia Pacific Regional IGF as well. And then so since then, every year we were organized together with the Asia Pacific one, like in Singapore, Tokyo, Seoul last time. And then so upcoming is in India, Hyderabad 2014, which hereby I have to encourage the AP Rallo people will also join this APRIGF as well in the coming August. This is from the 3rd to 6th of August. And so actually this Youth IGF is also another simulation of this multi-stakeholder approach. We're hoping that like through this exercise, the young people can understand different perspectives from different stakeholders, and hence they can like make a more around the decision when they in the future come up with in the position, so they will like understand what are the stakes and what are the concerns from different people. And so the role of NotMission is basically as the peer facilitators and moderators. So they will recruit the local students from that countries and then to join this Youth IGF, and then they will discuss about like security, access as well, all these issues. So this is photos from from Seoul, which is in September this year, just passed. And then they had a very good talk with Fadi as well, which Fadi has kindly come to share about ICANN. And then so you see they will have this roundtable discussions to debate on a topic as well. And another initiative that we are doing is about this another ambassadorship, which is called NetWide Ambassadors. And actually this is a mass education targeting secondary school students. And it is an essay writing competition, which the secondary students, they have to submit essays about the internet issues that they concerned most. And then so the champion team will like train them up as well and then support them to the global IGF to share their views and opinion from the youth perspective. And so this program is actually initiated by in 2011 as well, 2012, which is because some of the ambassadors think that indeed not only the university students can join this discussion, but think it could actually spread to like more younger generations as well to like prepare them early. So that's why we developed this mass education program for these secondary school students. And so very quickly, so our upcoming activities will continue our YGF camp, which because we recruited 25 ambassadors lately, which is the new batch this year. And so we'll have this training camp for them in Hong Kong, and then in March next year we'll organize another YGF as well in Guangdong, which is a province in China. And then as I said, in ICANN Singapore, Zirinesh, you're typing something? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I can Singapore, then we're trying to explore if, actually we're exploring with Quack to see if we can, like, have this, U Forum in ICANN again, like, as a pilot. And then we'll, of course, we'll have another UVGF with the APRIGF in Hyderabad. And then we'll, of course, attending again in Istanbul and hoping to see if we can organize a workshop there with other, like, young delegations from other countries as well. And then, so, and then we'll continue our NetWise Ambassadors program as well. So that's basically it for me, and thank you. So if there's any questions, please.
Thank you, Yanis. This is Tiranush. This is really great job, and I was happy really to see youth having this active participation in at least ICANN meetings. There is a question from Sala posted here. Let me... read it. Is Net Mission applying for .kit or is that another organization? Sala is asking you.
Oh, yeah. Just to clarify, there is actually another foundation called .kit Foundation applying for .kit, so Net Mission is not related to .kit.
Okay. Thank you very much. This PowerPoint will be posted in our Spotlight space. And thank you for presentation, Yanis. This is really a wonderful job. Is there anyone who would like to volunteer for January Spotlight? Those who are online, at least joining the call. Is there anyone who would like to volunteer? Or we may send a request through the list to ask for volunteers. Okay, staff, please put as an action item to send the note to APRALO list and ask for volunteers for the next spotlight. Thank you very much, Yanis. And let's move forward to action item, agenda item 5, rules of procedure working group update. Just to let you know that the charter has been sent to APRALO ALSs for comments. And the deadline was given as December 13, but no comments had been received so far. Cheryl, please, if you can let us know about the next step.
About the next which?
Steps.
Next steps with rules of procedures. So what we're going to do with these rules of procedures. As we don't have any comments, we have this charter. For APRALO, so I assume...
I would suggest in the absence of any comments, which, and this is Cheryl for the transcript record, in the absence of any comments suggesting a modification to the charter that has been put forward to APRALO, that you should propose, if you're quorate at this meeting, and I'm not in the Adobe Connect room so I can't tell, but assuming you're quorate, then I suggest that you propose that you adopt that charter formally.
Yes, please, those who are online, and I assume you have all see these rules of procedure sent to the list. If we can adopt this, can you put your agreement sign for adopting this?
Holly, can you do the hand waving for top of you, please?
I have just...
Maureen has her hand up.
Could we record everybody who
Maureen?
Has their hand up? Maureen? Okay.
Maureen has her raised hand.
Oh, well, she wants to talk.
Okay, she just put the agreement sign.
We don't hear from
anybody
Sala.
Else.
We heard from Shiva, Fuad, Sala. Are you voting? There's a link in for the rules of procedure is in the chat room.
Let's be just
no
Cheryl here. Let's be just
Sala, Shiva.
It's the charter for the work group.
Fuad's reading it not right now. Look, can we just?
The charter has been sent a month ago, I guess.
Yeah, a month exactly. A little more than a month.
Make Cyrenush, may I suggest that instead of voting now, since both Fuad and Shiva are now reading it, clearly don't want to vote at this stage, could we circulate the link and ask people to formally vote?
Holly, Cheryl here. It doesn't need a formal vote if you've got a quorate meeting. It can be a consensus call. One of the existing rules of procedure is that this place should operate on consensus where possible. So if
Cheryl,
you want to give
not
time to read
hand
what
up.
Is hardly a lot of documentation, and if they don't have any comments, then Cyrenush could ask for a consensus call at the end of this meeting. But if you're going to take a vote of any formality, that doesn't happen in this call, this will not be settled until the middle or end of January. Now, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But
well, are people to proceed on
the basis? Just be aware that you put things out to the list, you give people plenty of time to look at things and comment, and you do sometimes need to actually just move on.
Well, I leave it in your hands. Are people if they're prepared to vote, or if they...
I completely agree with Cheryl because this charter has been disseminated a month ago to all ALSs, and if we can just have consensus voting at the end of this call, at least not to put it till the end, because I think in January the next step is assumed to share it with all other RALOs. For them also to know what AP RALO is doing, because this is really a great job and initiative of AP RALO. And if the all ALSs, I'm just reading Salah's comment that we send this to internal list for AP RALO and asking for comments, and no one came with any comments, Salah. So I assume they, this is silent agreement for what has been written there.
So Fuad saying this has my support for
it. Salah was saying that it needs for time for internal discussion amongst the ALSs. So
I'm sorry, Cyrenush. That is a load of absolute codswallop. The representation that people are given, the trust that is given to those who turn up to these calls representing and potentially voting for their at-large structures, must have some sort of trust from their ALSs. This is merely a charter for a work group. I really don't think this is something that in our case several thousand people need to discuss within ISOC AU. I think Holly and I can take it on our own bat to go, yes, we do, or don't, no, we don't like it. And I would strongly encourage the other chapters to do the same. Thank you for your indulgence, but that was infuriating.
Shall we wait till the end of the call?
Okay, so, end of this call.
Yep, okay, that's fine.
Yes, Holly.
I'm just saying, if I make the call early, I am now recording that ISOC AU supports the rules, okay? I'll type that in.
Okay. By the end of this call, we'll have this consensus from all. Let's move to another agenda item. Agenda item 6 is...
It's Olivia speaking.
Yes, Olivia, we'll...
want me to jump into this.
Okay. Let's give the chance to Olivia to speak about policy updates. Please.
Thank you very much, Cyrenush. It's Olivia Kapanoglou speaking. I hope that you can hear me well. I'm on a train at the moment and might drop off in the middle of my conversation. Hopefully not. I've got an update for the policy development at the moment. The first one is the ICANN draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a five-year strategic plan. The closing date for this is the end of January. Tijani Bendama is holding the pen on this. And I think that our finance and budget subcommittee members will be asked first to comment on the first draft, and then this will be presented to everyone to be able to comment on. Quite a few things that are changing. And it's the first time that, well, not the first time, but there's quite a few focus areas, as you know, with all the internet-related work that is coming up on the radar. So these are brand new, well, quite a few brand new focus areas and additional ones. Next, we've got a proposal for specification 13 to the ICANN registry agreement to contractually reflect certain limited aspects of .grant new GTLDs. That's to do with the new GTLD application process. Alan Greenberg, who is our GNSO liaison, will be confirming whether a statement is necessary. He has promised to have a look at it in the next couple of days. The closing date for this is the 9th of January, 2013. Then we have a request for written community feedback on the geographic regions working group recommendations. And that's something which affects, I think, many of the regions. We have several members of the working group several members of AFMARCH on the working group. In fact, Cheryl Langdonor was one of the people. I'm not sure whether Cheryl wants to say something. I'll try and, whilst I have a good mobile perception, I'll run through the whole list of public comment periods, and then I'll open the floor, and if Cheryl wants to add, she's very welcome to do so. Then there's the study on who is misused. It's the first time there is actually a study to find out all of the bad things that pirates and other criminal gangs make use of when they give the wrong information on who is. Who is, as you know, is the directory services for domain names. This one, we have our co-chairs of the at-large registrant issues, Holly Reich and Carlton Samuels, who are currently working on a draft. Then we have the protection of international government organization and international non-governmental organization identifiers in all generic top-level domains. That's currently being drafted by Alan Greenberg and Evan Lipovich, as in they are picking up the pen. Hopefully we will have a first draft in the next few days, and again, the community will be asked to comment on this. This is a bit of a short deadline. It says here the 18th of December 2013. We're very likely to be able to get an extension and provide our inputs later on. The gist of the what the ALAC is likely to do is to support its minority report that was part of the overall final report of that working group, and the minority report will also be sent, or a pointer to the minority report will be also sent to the chair of the ICANN board on this occasion. Then we've got the TCNSO, Framework of Interpretation Working Group, on interim reports on revocation. And that's to do with country code top-level domains that are being revoked for a reason or another, that the organization is not exist anymore or whatever. Rinali Abdul-Rahim from Ecuador has picked up the pen on this, and there is, the ALAC has now reached voting level, and the vote will close soon, I believe tomorrow, and the statement will be sent the day after. That's the current currently open public comment period, and I open the floor. Hopefully I don't drop out from this section. Thank you. You are going extremely fast.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much, and really have bon voyage. So let's move to another agenda item 6, the status of ALSs who submitted to the Atlas 2 survey. I assume that only two ALSs didn't submit their survey vote. Am I right, Sylvia?
Yes, this is Sylvia. I believe you are correct. That's the last thing I heard as well about the completion of the survey, which is being analyzed, by the way, and I can put the link on the chat.
Thank you. And I assume that APRALO was the first, got 97% of ALSs who submitted their survey vote, which is really great. And thank you all for participation. So let's move to another action item, planning for Singapore meeting and showcase event. As an update, we had a meeting a week ago, the organizing committee for Singapore showcase. It was really a very fruitful meeting. We have action items for everyone to move forward during the coming 1 month, and people started to do what they are supposed to do. And also I'm happy to share with you that Emani also found a sponsor for printing the lanyards, 150 red lanyards for Apio Rallo. And what we need right now is just the text of this will be, I can march 48, I can Singapore 49, Apio Rallo, Apio Rallo. Do you like the text to be printed on that? If we all are in full agreement, just we can move forward with that and ask Emani to go to move forward with printing. Holly is in agreement, so please put your red agreement or disagreement signs on the wiki.
Maureen
likes the idea. Fuad Bajwa is in agreement. Sala Pavan Siva, what about you?
Sala
is in agreement.
Yeah.
Yes, the title is, just a second, I will come back with the exact title. The money. This is ICANN 49 Singapore Apio Rallo.
ICANN 49 Singapore / Apio Rallo.
This will be in the lanyard as a text. So we have Siva, Sala, Holly, Fuad, Maureen, myself in full agreement for that text. So yes, it should be only 30 letters on that. We can't do more. So Pavan also is in agreement. Okay, we have consensus on that. So we can ask, I can ask Emani to move forward with that. Thank you very much. And quick, if you have any updates related to action items posted in during the previous call,
absolutely.
Do you have anything
absolutely.
To add?
Can you hear me?
Yes, quick, please.
Hi. So some quick updates. Emani had asked us for the logo. The logo is not done yet, but the moment we have it, we will be passing that along. We have also checked out prices for Marina Bay Sands, and I assume that we want to be at on the 57th floor where you get the view, because anywhere else would be the same as being in any, you know, you could be at a convention hotel. There's no point. It is pricey. It's 250 Singapore dollars before tax per person. That roughly translates into 250 US. So it is a bit pricey. In terms of the lion dance, I think we're looking at anything within the range of 400 to 600 Singapore dollars. So we can just treat it as 600 US dollars for planning purposes if you put in the tax. For disabilities, we have preliminary reached out to some folks as well, and people are receptive. I'm wondering if there's any precedence for this, and if there's any proposals that in writing from past events, because we are getting questions on, you know, what should we be expecting, what's the level of engagement, and anything in that respect will be very helpful. So that's my update.
quick, if I may, if I may, this is Suranush. This is actually the really first step for inviting disabled people to the event. This is the initiative started to be discussed during Buenos Aires meeting, so it never happened. It will be the first time ever we are doing this, so we can we may come up with the idea what can they bring to the table and how we can follow up with that. So this is all on us to move forward with that. This is completely new initiative.
Okay. This is good to know. And I'm playing catch-up here, and I apologize. From the Buenos Aires meeting, was there any discussion on what kind of format when we bring them to the showcase, what we think we'll be doing, what kind of engagement? Has there been any thinking about this, or is this a brand new conversation that we should start on?
This is brand new conversation. We should come up with the ideas by ourselves. So maybe we will bring this to the organization committee discussion for Singapore showcase to think and to put it in writing what we want to achieve by that.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maureen, raise your hand. Maureen, please.
Thank you, Sarah. This is Maureen for the record. One of the tasks that I was given was for to contact the ALSs, Aotearoa ALSs, to find out from them as to who would be coming to Singapore. I've only had four people respond to that email, and like Sarah, Satish, Hong and Mahmood, and so it's four ALSs that actually responded. But I do understand that there'd be apart from the from Cheryl and myself who would be coming anyway. But I'm gonna have to send out another thing. I mean, it's really just a check that whether they are coming, and I'm just not quite sure whether they're not coming or they just haven't responded, because, as we've said before, the responses from emails to our ALSs have been a little bit, they've been a little bit reticent to come forward and let us know if they're, I did sort of like ask if, if they weren't, they might indicate that as well. But, just to update you on that, and I'll try again and see if we can get some more of a response. Thank you.
Okay. Sirenush, is Sirenush back? If not, I'm just...
Hello? Do you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, I'm back. Holly, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to take over if you weren't back. The next item that is me, and then I really do have to go. I have not progressed the multi-stakeholder agenda at all, but it's something that I will be doing. The one thing that I would be interested in feedback on, and probably not at this meeting, but in the next
couple of weeks or 3 weeks, at the last meeting, we decided that the 2 hours would be devoted to discussion of the consumer metrics, and those are the metrics that will relate to whether or not new GTLDs have been a success or not, and there has been quite a contentious issue. The multi-stakeholder forum that we had 2 times ago actually had 2 topics. So my suggestion was we could have 1 hour on the consumer metrics, and another hour maybe on a kind of recap of the sort of the whole Brazil internet governance issue, if people are interested in having an hour's discussion. The advantage of a multi-stakeholder meeting is that we invite everyone, so you have people from various constituencies. I don't know what people think, but that was my thought as to whether there are 2 topics, and if so, what the second topic is. But look, I'll be sending. I've already asked people once. I'll send out an email again, and then we'll have a meeting to sort of, because we have to start inviting people, inviting speakers, and confirming them as well. So if people have thoughts. Reading Sylvia. Sylvia has already booked 2 hours on the schedule. That's right before the showcase. This is what happened before. Last time we had the multi-stakeholder forum, it was actually a really successful event. And I'd like this event to be equally successful. I think we want to pick a couple of topics that are of real importance to users, but also will attract an audience. So that's my report on that action item, or that event.
Yeah, thank you, Holly. And I think that you lead this part, and if you can share with the others to come up with the comments, that would be great. What to include there, and how they suppose this formed multi-stakeholder meeting to take place. That would be great. And while you, yes, Holly.
I'm just going to say I've really got. I've got to go downtown, so I've got to say goodbye, unless there's any sort of last-minute things I can do, and then I'll read the transcript later. The rest. Of
yes,
the
I just while you are here, I just want to back to action agenda item 7 for sponsorship opportunities, and ask you if there are any communication between you and APNIC related to their interest to sponsor some showcase stuff. If yes, please. Update if no, can you follow up with that with APNIC to clarify what are they interested or no actually?
I'd be happy to. I'll tell you what would help me is if there's an idea of what will happen at the showcase or what will happen at the multi or at the showcase particularly if you want sponsorship, it would be very helpful before I go to Paul to have an idea of what is planned and what the costs are, and then I can go to Paul and say, "Would you please help?" Because I don't really want to
yes.
go to Paul and say, "Can we have an amount of money? I don't know what to do. I don't know what." I think we need some details.
Okay. Yes, you are right, and I think that the organization committee is in the process of finalizing the agenda and. Now, the major issue is catering, which is really cost-effective, and we need for about 100 to 150 people the catering sponsorship opportunities. This is the main.
Yeah, and Quack also had some information. If all of that can be put together, that would be very helpful in me approaching Paul for a bit of sponsorship. That would be terrific.
Yes, thank you, Sylvia. If I can ask you to post the files which you have sent me for the previous showcase, the in Singapore, the expenses which may be relevant to for Holly to take this to APNIC for sponsorship opportunities. We will post this on Wikispace, on Special Singapore Showcase Wikispace, and share it with you, Holly, as well.
That would be terrific. Thank you very much.
Sure, we will.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, and a happy Christmas or happy whatever
greetings,
people
Holly.
Celebrate. and
enjoy your holidays, Holly.
Thank you. And happy
and thank you
to
for
everybody.
Joining. Thank you. Cheryl, did you want to say something?
I was just saying season's greetings to Holly as she left, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much. And yes, I want also to open the call for any potential interest for sponsorship opportunities from any ALSs. It is only welcome. We have really a lot to cover. Havan?
Holly. Yes, I just spoke with Edmund and .Asia, like the previous showcase events, we'll be willing to sponsor a bit, so I'll get in touch with staff and we'll see the amount and get to the bottom of that.
Excellent, Pavan. This is great news. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you very much.
and let us move to Alac Metrics Working Group. Maureen, the floor is yours.
对方将会再一次听你的电话，请等一等。 Your call is being held by the other party. Please wait for a moment. 对方将会再一次听您的电话，请稍后。
I assume this is not Maureen speaking Chinese.
I don't think that's Maureen. I'm pretty sure that's Maureen.
this is Maureen speaking. If we seem to have a conflict here of phone calls. Just to update people that my role on the Alac Metrics Working Group at this particular point in time is to connect with the RALOs and the ALSs and to get feedback which the working groups can use at a later time. I'm very pleased to say that if there is one area that the at AP RALO has been very vocal on, it has been on the metrics. So I'm very appreciative of that, and I'm sure Cheryl will be because she's sort of in front of it all, and she might want to add something. Cheryl.
Thank you very much. It's Cheryl for the record. I am delighted with the input that we are getting from the at-large structures. We do need to, I think, try and get in January, and our next meeting for Metrics Working Group for ALAC will be running, I think, in the first week of January. So if anyone has any further thoughts that weren't brought forward in Buenos Aires, if they could get those to Maureen before the week of the 8th of January, that would be greatly appreciated by us all. The other thing is that I would really like to see some of our, I'm quite sure, highly technically skilled people also contribute to some of the other sub-teams that we have running in the Metrics Working Group. If you are already engaged in, for example, the technical group, the ALAC technical group that Dev Evangelising chairs, then please do also mention to him, because he's leading the sub-team, that you'd be interested on specifically helping in some of the tools and techniques that may make the management of all of these metrics far easier, because we don't want to have either ourselves or staff working harder. We want to be smart about all of this. The other thing is, of course, with the more, I wouldn't say more important work, but the more pressing work will come between February and March period, where we will be asking for some feedback from the community, and if at all possible, Cyrinush, with your indulgence, it would be nice if both Maureen and I and Pat Viz and Dev and Tijani might be able to take up perhaps a 10 or a 12, 15 minute slot for a fairly detailed discussion on all of this wonderful world of leadership metrics in either your February or your March meeting. Perhaps you want to make it March face-to-face in Singapore, but I'll leave that up to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Do you mean during the AP RALO monthly meeting, the AP RALO gathering in Singapore, face-to-face?
Cyrinush, I meant the monthly meetings, but I assume you will be having the equivalent of your monthly meeting while you're in Singapore.
Okay, then we'll take this into consideration to have time allocated to this during the March meeting in Singapore.
Thank you.
If that works. Is that good?
Yep, works perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So, Sala, you had the you raised your hand. And then Siva.
Hi, Dala.
Can you hear me? It's just very quickly.
Yes.
January 18th, just to clarify, January 18th, and that's the deadline for the comments? Okay, thank you. Fantastic work, Maureen.
Yes, actually, January 18th, if I'm not mistaken. Maureen, can you confirm? Maureen?
Sorry, could you just repeat that, please? I lost contact for a bit.
January 18 is the deadline for comments for metrics. Is that right?
For the metrics? We're talking metrics.
I think, if I can help there, it's Cheryl. I think Sala may have heard me say to get information to Maureen before January, the week of the January 8th, because in January 8th, that's just 8, not 1-8, 8, we will be having our next metrics meeting. So it would just be useful if people were going to give some more feedback that it came to you during, so you could present it to the next meeting. That's all, Maureen.
Okay, so Sala, this is January 8th deadline. Siva, you have the floor. Are you muted? Siva is muted. Please unmute.
Are you? So I dropped off in between for a moment. January 8th deadline for what? Hello. Hello.
Maureen and Cheryl were talking about the metrics working group, and this was January 8th. January 8th, if you have any suggestion, comments on this metrics, please send them to Maureen or Cheryl. That was.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's move forward. Agenda item 10 is new analysis. We have three applications submitted and which are now in the process of due diligence by the staff. Actually, this is Internet Society Bangladesh Dhaka Chapter, Internet Society Pakistan Islamabad Chapter, and Internet Society Japan Chapter. I'm really happy to see new people joining, wishing to join, and now they will pass due diligence process, and I hope that they will very soon join Acerallo. Now let's move to agenda item 11, ELAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee. Cheryl, if you would like to say a couple of words.
Saranush, just a little bit speaking. I'm sorry to interrupt. Just wanted to say a couple of words regarding the new ELF applications. There are a couple which were made available.
Please, Olivier.
Okay, thank you. There are a couple of these ALS applications which came through after the Bali meeting because several people from at large were based or went over there. And so I think it demonstrates again the worth of us being able to travel to the IGF and actually speak to people and let them know about at large. And I'm really glad that this year it has been really well capitalized by having several new at-large structure applications, not only in the AP Rail region, but also in other regions of the world. That's it. Thank you.
Yes, in full agreement what Olivier has said, that is why outreach is really very important, not only during IGF, but all other IG-related events. Agenda item 11. Cheryl, if you can update about the ALAC Finance and Budget Subcommittee information and the new membership there, please.
Not so much of an update. I'm certainly having served since 2007 on this committee, I probably have a reasonable amount of corporate knowledge on its history. And in fact, I served as chair for many, many years as well. I am perfectly happy to continue as a representative on it, but no longer obviously from the ALAC. So if you would like me to continue as one of the now three, there has previously been one and then two, currently two representatives, but we now, Olivier would like to have three representatives. One of them needs to be an ALAC person, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Raif is willing to take that role. Is that the case, Serenish?
Yes, Rafit Fatani.
Yes. If he's willing to take that role, that would be excellent. I'm certainly willing to continue on in a role, but that then will mean that it would be good for AP Rallo to have another regional representative. Now, it is very likely, as a member of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee for the ALAC, that you will end up being responsible for various projects and activities that are in the nature of sifting and sorting for not only requests for funding for activities in our own region, but also for others. So you need to be quite able to have a frank and fearless and robust conversation about the relevant merits of proposed projects, and you do also need to not only represent your region and all of its diversity well, but you need to be able to, unfortunately, turn up to meetings at, I think, deliberately inconvenient for everyone in our region times. The earliest I think we've ever had a Finance and Budget Subcommittee has been about 11 p.m. Local time for me, which means it would be certainly evening to late evening to mid-morning for, as in the wee small hours for most of you. But do be aware that these are not going to be friendly times for these meetings. So other than that, I guess you should be calling for other people who want to put their names forward. The only other thing is I will make a plea. If you put your name forward, either turn up or let Serenush know you can't and get a replacement, because we do have to have these seats occupied, not just dedicated. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. The question is, if I'm not mistaken, that this should be ALAC person, ALAC member, to be in that subcommittee.
Well, no, because Rat is an ALAC member.
What? I couldn't hear you, Cheryl, sorry.
Sorry, Serenish. Cheryl again. Rat is an ALAC member. Rat is the NOMCOM appointee to the ALAC, so he constitutes the ALAC member. So you need a regional member.
That's what I'm saying. The regional member, if we want another person as regional representation, we have only Maureen and Holly as ALAC members.
Sorry, Serenush, I seem to have managed to get that turned on the head for you. Let me be really clear. Whilst it can be two members of the ALAC and one regional rep, it is preferential to be at least two regional reps and one member of the ALAC. So, in fact, with take up the role, you actually would be better off having another regional rep.
Okay, thank you very much. I didn't know about the third member to be there. So if there are any volunteers who would really like to be in this finance budget subcommittee, this will be helpful if you can volunteer on that. So we can open this to a Toronto list to ask for volunteers, if you don't mind. Thank you, Sylvia. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
So let's move forward. We are 15 minutes already late for an hour, so we have a couple of stuff to discuss. We have crop update, which Ali's supposed to do, but he's not in the call now, but he sent in the links that there is really a very important for Aetorallo stuff. The crop is providing 5 regional trips for Aetorallo members to participate in any regional event, and if we can come up with the list of very important events taking place in Aetorallo, we can decide very quick how we can organize to apply this crop for travel travel support. Yes, Sylvia posted the crop space link in the chat space. So please, we have, I know we have apricot in February, mid-February, but I assume that we need to apply 8 weeks before, so we may be late already for that, unfortunately. But if there are any regional event that you think we can participate, and there is an important point which Cheryl raised, that regional representation and the benefit for the whole Aetorallo should be highlighted for us to participate in those events. Please come up with any ideas where we can show the our presence and which can be really important. Cheryl?
Thank you. Just to make it really clear to all of you, both Ali and I serve on what's called the CROP review team, in which case, to help you understand, 2 members, one from the Finance and Budget Subcommittee and one from the Outreach Subcommittee from each of our geographic regions serve on what's called the CROP review team. And the CROP review team is going to perform a very important, albeit additional, function in this pilot program for our regional applications. And notice I'm using the word regional application there, not ALS application. Let me see if I can quickly explain to you what that will be. There is, and please look at the links before any of you put forward any proposals for travel. You have the ability to, sorry, I've got my other calls now, suddenly decided to come off speaker. That's better. That's all right. The, you have the ability to have 3 days, 2 nights, so two nights accommodation and 3 days, and you've got 5 of those for one person. You can do it, dice it and slice it any way you like. So you could use 3 of those to make a longer stay for one person. You could use 5 of them and split it between 2 people. You could have 5 separate people. That is totally another issue, and we can discuss that in another time and place. But what we do need to recognise is that it will be about 8 weeks, 6 weeks minimum, but 8 weeks on average, from an application for travel support under this pilot program, from it coming into our awareness, into the crop review team, and it possibly getting approval, and therefore the travel can happen. That means that if we need, and I would suggest that Apricot is one of those places and an event which would be quite appropriate for crop funding, we would need to be literally putting that in as soon as possible, and certainly before the end of the calendar year. We also need to ensure that you understand that the regional vice president, so QAC, needs to have signed off that, in their opinion, this activity does meet the key criteria, which is to benefit ICANN outreach, in our case regionally in Asia Pacific. It will then go through a test that says, and what benefit will it be for the ALAC and at large as well? So you've got several layers of testing that will go on. Once somebody has passed through that testing situation. You also need to make sure there's an alternate because there is no opportunity to reuse this. It will only be appropriate for use during the pilot. Travel support is for activities of outreach purposes, right, that will benefit a number of our key criteria and strategic planning points for ICANN. It will only be able to be used for activities up until and including the 30th of June. So unfortunately, that means that things like our own regional IGF, it cannot be used for. It means that it can't be used for the main ITF either, because that will fall outside of the time. So if you know, as Sirinush said, of any other events other than APRICOT and AP STAR meetings that are going on in between the end of February and June 30 that would fit these criteria, please, first of all, let your regional leadership know so they can perhaps consider to put in a regional application. And secondly, if an ALS is interested in doing something even locally, they need to realise that the sooner they get these applications in, the better. You have to use the form provided in the links Ali set out. It has to meet the criteria that is in the links Ali sent out. It has to meet the QET test that he is satisfied that it suits the regional outreach criteria that is currently running, and it will be given an ALAC test. And I don't need to say any more than that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl, for this wonderful update. And Sala, you asked the question about the deadline. Here is the deadline as soon as possible. So for us, just to not to lose this opportunity.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sirinush, if I may, a final deadline for the whole of the program, if you have to have undertaken the travel by 30th of June 2014 and it will take 8 weeks to get approval, then the final deadline would be 8 weeks minus 1 day back from the 30th of June 2014.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, the next agenda item is Atlas II meeting in London.
Sirinush, it's
Olivier. Yes, Olivier, please.
If I could just add, thank you very much, Sirinush, it's Olivier speaking. Thanks very much to Cheryl for having provided such an extensive description of the crop. Just one thing, if you have any problems or questions regarding the form that needs to be filled in, don't hesitate to email me or Dave and Antilik Singh. Because it's Dave who's put the form together and who will be able to help you.
Thank you, Olivia. Thank you. This is really helpful. We'll come back to you with that. Thanks a lot. Atlas II meeting in London. Just so all of you know that we also have asked staff to allocate 2 hours for our general meeting, APRALO ALS's general meeting, as they all, I assume, will be there, and we are planning to have some general assembly besides all those staff which will be taking place within Atlas II Summit. If there is any suggestion for capacity building or any type of activities to take place with all ALSs there, your suggestions are more than welcome. Just to know that we have now 2 hours allocated time for our APRALOG internal meetings in London. Thanks. Are there any questions related to this? No. Okay. The last point is next monthly call. I think that we will have generally on Tuesday, the last Tuesday of January of the month, and I will ask staff to send doodle for timing for everyone to know which time will be. Please put this as an action item to send doodle for the next monthly call for the last Tuesday
of the month in January. Any other suggestions? Any other comments related to this call? Okay, no hands raised, nothing. I just want to thank everyone for your participation. Sorry for having a 90 minutes call this time. And I wish all of you Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Enjoy your seasonal holidays. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sirinush. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Sirinush.
Bye. Thank you all for participation. Thank you. Bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everyone. Bye.